And welcome in, Trailblazers Courtside, as this is the final Courtside show until September 9th. Can you believe that?
I don't believe
that. I know you're heartbroken. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice with you here tonight, as we have a lot to talk about tonight. We have guests on the show as well. What we have, first off, we're going to talk a little about the schedule. We haven't been on since Mo Williams signed. Right. I wanted to get your thoughts about that big signing. We have team president Chris McGowan. He'll be in our next segment. Bob Robinson, Blazer, Oregonian beat writer, way back when the Blazers won the championship. We're going to, and he has a new book out, too. We're going to talk about that. Should be fun to do a little walk down memory lane there with Barabi. And then Brian Grant comes in, 6:48. We'll talk about his Shake It Till You Make It event, which is always a terrific event that's coming up September 7th. At the Rose Garden on Saturday night, so that'll be great. But Coach Rice, your thoughts quickly on the acquisition of Mo Williams.
Well, you know, I think it establishes playing time now more than anything else. When you have a guy like Mo Williams, you know, he's a guy that averaged 14 a game last year. He's an all-star when he played with Cleveland, averaged 19 a game. That's a tremendous addition. Solves so many of the Blazer problems from the bench. A guy that will accept his role as sixth man. So, you know, I think he and Lillard, they'll form one of the best guard tandems as far as point guard and a backup point guard. Two guard will probably be CJ and Wes. And, you know, things are starting to establish now. Now all we need is the big guys to come through rebounding and blocking shots.
All right, schedule quickly before we take our first break. Pretty good. I mean, you know, you look at a lot of schedules and you look at the back-to-backs, you look at the road trips. I didn't think this one was that bad. And years before, we've had some, maybe not so much. This one, okay.
I'm hoping everyone comes in shape. I think there'll be great pickup games because this is a schedule you need to start off well.
You don't want to go to March needing wins.
Right. March doesn't look real. But I think if this Blazer team can start off, I think they're going to be a playoff contender, no doubt about it. The first October, November, very important.
All right, well, the Blazers will open October 30th at Phoenix, then play at Denver on Friday the 1st, and then open at home on Saturday, November 2nd against San Antonio. Trail Blazers Courtside, as always, is presented by Pacific Power. We'll kick it off next.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires a good thing?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's summer clearance time at Standard TV and Appliance.
Save up to 60% on closeouts, overstocks, floor models, and special purchases at Standard, including refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, ranges, wall ovens, and cooktops, top brand dishwashers, Beautyrest and memory foam mattresses, HDTVs, and home theater. Plus, save up to 50% on display and discontinued Pro style appliances.
Only while they last. Standard TV and Appliance.
Full flavor you can feel good about. Papa Murphy's Delight Pizza. A crispy, thin crust pizza that you create, take, and bake in your own oven. Get a large Thai chicken delight with sweet chili sauce, grilled chicken, freshly grated mozzarella, and sliced zucchini for only $10. Feel good about pizza night with 25% less fat, 35% fewer calories, and 100% of the flavor. Go ahead, have another slice. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
Check it out.
These days, there are so many ways to advertise your business. How can you choose? One of the most effective options is right here, because TV advertising works. Choose to air your commercial locally in television's most popular shows. Choose who sees it based on the type of customer you want and where they live. Choose to put your ad on the screen everyone's watching. Choose television. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
Lillard again. Turns the corner and backs it on the net. And welcome in, Trailblazers courtside. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice with you for the next hour, talking about a lot of different things and a lot of guests on the show tonight. And as I mentioned in our TV-only segment, final courtside show until September 9th. There's normally a little break in August, and it happens after this show. But talking ball tomorrow night on Comcast Sportsnet, we'll have the Blazer broadcasters, Wheels Tone, you and I, and we're going to break down a bunch of things. So join us for that tomorrow night on Comcast Sportsnet. Joining us off the top of the program tonight, Blazers president Chris McGowan. Chris, welcome. It's been a while since you've been in.
Yeah, but thanks for having me.
It's not like you haven't been busy, though.
Yeah, try to stay busy. That's the goal.
Right,
I wish I had a nice break like you guys did.
Yeah, that's coming. Well, it doesn't mean we won't be working. We'll be in the office every day.
Going to try to figure out how to get one of those.
we can show you. All right, tomorrow morning, press conference, 10 o'clock at the Rose Garden. Can you give us any hints on what's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a major announcement for our organization. It's relating to the arena and the Rose Quarter, and it's one of those things that once we announce it, it's the type of partnership that's going to be help us take our organization to another level, and something we've been working on for a while, and looking very much forward to sharing it with the fans and the community at the press conference.
Can you give us a little, is it national, local, just a little hint that might get everybody speculating?
They're already speculating. So I think it's something that everyone's going to be pleased with. We're going to save it. We're going to save it for the news of tomorrow.
Yes.
And
okay.
Go from there. And, you know, it'll be interesting to get your perspective afterwards. But, you know, hopefully everyone tunes in, because it's certainly something that we're proud of, and it's something that our organization's been working on.
It's one of the things you promised when you came in, that you would get it done. No one else has been able to.
Well, we got it done. There were a lot of people in our organization that worked on it, and you know, we'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow, and certainly I played a part, but definitely got a lot of people in our organization passionate about the announcement, and definitely looking forward to it.
Can you talk about the process? I mean, I know, as Mike said, you mentioned it from day one, and I know it's something that's, you know, when you talk about a year of going through the process, that isn't a long time really to get something of this magnitude done. So what was the process like, and what is this like now coming through the finish line on this particular project?
Well, it was a thorough process, and we'll certainly talk about that tomorrow. And, you know, I'm the type of person that once we say or identify something as a big priority for the organization, that we're going to put as many resources behind, you know, accomplishing it. And, you know, that's what I want our, you know, we're no different than what Neil's trying to do. He's trying to take the basketball team to another level, and, you know, we're trying to take the arena and the organization from a business standpoint to another level as well. And, you know, I try to not say things and not dive into it, and certainly we'll go through it, but it was a thorough and extensive process, and it ended up in a great place, and something that is going to be really good for our organization going forward.
Pretty secretive too. I mean, usually things get out, but there was only one little burb about a month ago or something like that.
You're assuming you know what the news is.
No, I don't. Believe me.
Yeah.
One time. Well, and I didn't, I want to be surprised tomorrow, so
yeah, right.
You know, I didn't dig into it. And now, was there competition for it?
Well, you'll see tomorrow. We're just gonna move.
He'll keep
on
doing here. This. He's FBI.
I said I wanted to see how good of a question asker you are, and
you've done a nice job, Mr. President, of deflecting and saying just enough. So so well done. Let's move on so we can get off of this.
But will we make a lot of money? That's.
Well, you know, we are going to do something that's going to be great for our organization.
Good.
There you go. There's the answer. You know, we've kind of joked about taking a break in August, and, you know, the summer is an interesting, the process of going through the draft, and the season ends, and you do the draft workouts, and then free agency. Then you come to August, and all this stuff starts to happen when you think it's going to really get light, but the schedule comes out, and that really is a huge thing. I mean, not only for us, you know, we're going to be traveling, we kind of can plan our next few months, but for the organization as well, and getting, you know, putting together ticket packs and all of that once you see where the schedule lines up. So how pleased are you with what the NBA has dealt the Blazers?
It's a great schedule from a competitive standpoint, like you guys talked about last segment, but it's also good from a business standpoint, which is good for our fans. It's got good mix. You know, it's spread across the season in a good way, and what it's resulted in is great ticket packages. So, you know, hopefully the fans will like them. And and find one that fits their schedules and all that good stuff. So, and from a business perspective, it's also the final piece for us to finalize our business plan, which we've been working on for a long time. And once you get the schedule, you can put a bow on it and start executing. And that's what I'm most excited about. It's the final piece to, you know, what we're going to try to accomplish next year.
Now, you have something called Game Power Ranking.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a 10-point plan. How does that determine, you know, your power rankings of where games are important? Do you have a committee? Do you do this?
Or? No, I'm not smart enough to do that. So we definitely have hired well. And we take the league actually does some work for you in terms of they take data from past years and they take opponents and then they rank them. And then we also have an analytics department led by a guy named Vince Irkandia, who we hired. He's our VP of Business Analytics, who has also done the same thing based on years of ticket buying history, years of opponent data, all of that type of stuff. And the end result is basically a projection of where we think our fans are going to think our strongest games are. And we use that to help produce some of the mini plans and the partial plans that we have there. So a guy that is way smarter than me does that.
Yeah.
Is it disappointing that a team like the Lakers comes in just once?
I try not to get overly disappointed about the schedule, especially here. I mean, our fans support, whether it's the Lakers or whether it's other teams. Every game is a big event for our fans, and I'm not overly hung up on that. Yeah, you would like to see them more. I personally would like to see them more because of my connection there, and that's people coming into town that I know and all that good stuff. But we have so many good games, and every game is something that our fans like. So I try not to get too hung up on it.
How has it been from a sponsorship standpoint? We've seen a few releases here and there about some big returning partners and some prospective ones as well. So how's that process going for you, and how will it continue to go until the season starts?
It's going really good. I mean, we have the great fortune of having sponsors that have been part of the organization for a long time. And in some of the recent announcements, those are longtime heritage sponsors that are coming back. And that's great. But I think Steve Scott, who is our VP of Sponsorship Sales, is also doing a good job about positioning things for the future. And we're having some great conversations with companies that, aren't currently Trailblazer sponsors. And you're going to see some of those come on board as well. And, for us, I like to take good care of the people that have been here a long time. And there's a unique conversation to be had with some companies that maybe haven't dove into the NBA or dove into the arena that we're having as well. And perhaps the announcement tomorrow might be one of those, but we shall see. People are really excited about where the organization's going. Neil's done obviously an unbelievable job this offseason, and I've talked to a lot of business leaders and potential sponsors that are really, really excited about how quickly he's gotten us to a point where people are really believing. So
that was going
to
be my next question, because we get to know a lot of the partners, business partners, and that was the one thing I heard back early in the summer when I would say things like, hey, you're coming back into the fold. And they say, yeah, we want to see what happens in the draft and in free agency. And given the grades that Neil has gotten nationally for some of the moves, I got to think a lot of these people are pretty excited about what they
now see. How excited do you get when a Mo Williams is signed?
Yeah, I mean, tremendously excited, and I go off. Neil has a ton of knowledge, and he shares with me some of the insight that goes into the deals, and that's really helpful. But I'm just still amazed. I mean, I've been here 9 months now. Everyone's so in tune with what we've done, and they just consistently want to talk about it. And I'm just getting a sense that people are really excited about the fact that we've made additions to address what were perceived weaknesses out there, and that's what I hear all the time. And they also like the fact that we are fortunate to have a bunch of good guys on our team that play really hard. So you definitely hear consistent themes when you talk to people. So
the Pac-12 this week said they're going to start a marketing campaign against DirecTV. They're going to have their markets show what, if you don't have DirecTV and DirecTV doesn't carry Pac-12, what do you think about something like that? Is that worthwhile for a Pac-12 to do to get DirecTV to come aboard?
Well, apparently he thinks it's the commissioner of the Pac-12 thinks it's worthwhile, and that's why he's doing that. And, you know, I think every situation's a little bit different. And, you know, he felt that obviously that's what he should be doing there. And I'm not really in tune with it enough to know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because I'm pretty focused on, you know, working hard to, you know, ensure that as many Blazers fans get to see our games, and unfortunately don't have any news on that front. But, you know, it's definitely something we think about a lot, and in coordination with our TV partner, have a lot of discussions about.
All right. Well, you know, when you look ahead now, not only the schedule, but the way that some of the players have fallen into place here, how much do you mention Neil? How much do you work with the basketball side as far as what's to come in the season and make sure you guys are all on the same page?
Yeah, we do. For me and Neil, it's just communicating on a regular basis. We've been very consistent from day one. He's got a big job in front of him as it relates to all the stuff that you have to do to build and run a basketball organization. And I have obviously a lot of stuff on our plate as well to run the best business side of the organization that we can. And, you know, one of the things that people in this market I don't think realize is that, yeah, the priority is running a great basketball organization from a business standpoint, but we also run an arena which is the cultural hub of the Pacific Northwest, and there's a tremendous amount of work that our organization needs to do to ensure that it's filled from a concert perspective, it's filled from a non-Trailblazer event perspective, and, you know, we spend a lot of time on that as well. And that's a big job. So me and Neil have great definition in our roles, and, you know, I try to keep him abreast of all the things that we're doing from a business perspective, and Neil does the same thing with me on a basketball perspective.
Now, the most important thing, new restaurant service.
Mm-hmm.
That has to look good, and what changes will we see in the arena?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm already
there. You go. You keep trying there. Keep trying.
but also to go along the same lines, self-operating a building.
Yeah,
which is what the Blazers are doing now. Mm-hmm. with the building. So how does that differ from the past?
Well, we have more control over every aspect of running the building, from bringing in food providers, service, how people are, how fans are treated when they come into the arena, and then booking the building. So, you know, we consider it a core part of our business, and we were able to sync up the Trailblazer staff with the staff that runs the arena, and then move forward together. The power of coming together as opposed to two different staffs, I think, will produce good results. And, you know, speaking on food and beverage, really excited about that. Levy is in the swing of things. They have about a month and a half in the building, and there's a lot of things that are being planned. They're going to have a direct impact on our fans' experience, mainly lined up when we start the Trailblazer season, because it takes a while to get their feet on the ground and understand the building and understand what's wanted. But I think things you can look forward to are integrating local products and local food brands more into the arena is something that is a big focus. So there's such a great culinary experience in Portland, such a great food scene, and you go into our arena, and I don't know if it necessarily feels like the restaurant scene that we have out in the community. So how do we partner with local restaurants or local product providers and bring them into the Rose Garden, so when you come into the arena, you feel that you're getting some of that Portland experience like you get out in the marketplace?
And that isn't just talk. I've talked to a couple of guys I know who are restaurant owners, and they have said they have talked with you personally and had lunch with you, and that you reach out and really want to know what these guys think and even look for some direction from the local. That's important, and not only important that you would open yourself up for that, but that they would be willing to jump in and help out. So it's a collaborative effort, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I did this a little bit in Los Angeles. We were fortunate to have the entertainment industry around all the teams that I worked for. So we always engaged the entertainment industry to help us, you know, with what we're doing from a game presentation perspective or some of our advertising that we do. It's good to get those types of perspectives on that. And there's a lot of people who started really, really successful restaurants that are based in Portland. So, you know, why wouldn't you go to people that have had a lot of experience with it and take advantage of kind of what's around you in the community? Is something I believe in, and, you know, I've done a lot of that, and I know Levy's doing a lot of that as well.
Does Levy know about the announcer tasting program that
yes, they do.
They
who doesn't
do. Yeah, they definitely do. It'll become a regular part of all of your shows.
Well, good. I would think so. It's a good place to promote, that's for sure.
Yeah,
tomorrow morning 10 o'clock we will look for you there. Should be a fun morning and a good step in a in a new direction. Can
That's
you
right.
say that?
You can say that. Okay. You can say whatever you want.
That's not true. But thanks, Chris. We appreciate it very much.
Thank
Chris McGowan, Trailblazers president, our guest here on Trailblazers Courtside. We will come back with more of the program, which, as always, is presented by Pacific Power right after this.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
You get a lot from hard work. Like best-in-class 25 mpg, best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, and best-in-class 30,000 pounds towing. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Now trade in your vehicle and get $8,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
It took 1 hour to think up an idea, 3 months to get a loan, 2 months to find the space, and 5 weeks later came the first return customer. It took 2 years to bring your idea to life. So why wouldn't you take 20 minutes to make your business better? Call us. If we can't offer you faster speed or better savings on your current internet or phone service, we'll give you $150 for your time. Get your Comcast Business 20-minute advantage today.
Let's face it, appearances count. That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
Got a project? Then you need Conrad Lumber Company. Get in today and shop our large selection of major brand composite decking and shop the largest in-stock selection of railing systems in Portland. We have what you need with the service you expect. Conrad Lumber Company. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Next week on Comcast Sportsnet, catch all the highlights and relive the most memorable moments of the 2012 Olympic Games. Women's volleyball, soccer, and gymnastics. Men's basketball and swimming. Next week, enjoy the return of your favorite 2012 London Games moments on Comcast Sportsnet.
To the one, the only, Mike Rice. You've been pretty secretive in past years about when your birthday lands because it's not during the season.
I always thought Jack Benny and had the right idea.
What was that?
Once you're 39, forget birthdays.
All right.
They don't mean anything.
So you don't make a big deal out of your birthday?
No, no.
Does Kathy?
No. No, definitely not.
Not at all? You know what I mean?
Believe me, she doesn't. I'll put it this way.
Look at how young.
Oh, look
this
at this.
Last season.
Oh.
Something you'll probably never see again. But we have the magic of, I was going to say videotape, or whatever we do use now, hard drive.
Back inside
not a big dinner plan tonight or anything like that.
No, it'll be Chinese.
Chinese in your room watching TV, and she'll be in her.
That's right.
Her TV.
If there's a baseball game on, it'll be watching.
All right. So an understated birthday, but I sent something out on Twitter, so I'm sure your Twitter inbox will be full.
Sure,
It was a secret until we let it out of the bag a little earlier on. But happy birthday.
Thank you.
I don't know if we've had courtside shows in the past on your actual birthday, or not many of them.
Yeah. I probably should be out celebrating or something.
Well, I would think. You can work on that.
As I said, Jack Benny had the right idea.
All right, we'll keep it at that because people keep asking me on Twitter, how old?
Yeah, that's...
I'm
over 55.
If he tells you, I'll tell you, but I'm not saying if he doesn't say so. All right, we mentioned in our last segment, talked about the schedule a little bit with Chris McGowan, and, interesting when it came out. And, of course, the things that we look at maybe are different than what others look at as far as are we home around Christmas. You know, just think about your families and stuff like that. Thanksgiving, Christmas, start looking for holidays, kids' birthdays, that kind of stuff. But for fans who are looking at a basically more of a strength of schedule standpoint, other than March, which is tough, and we'll get into that. Your thoughts on, you know, there's always a road trip in the early part of November. We always go east in the early part of November. Opening at Phoenix and at Denver, that's pretty interesting. In my years, we've never opened at Phoenix before.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to open. Phoenix, of course, is rebuilding. All right. Got some nice pieces, but rebuilding. And Denver lost their head coach. Now, they have talent, and they're one of the teams that is going to compete for the playoffs.
But better to catch a team in transition early in the season.
Absolutely. Right? And you have to remember now, the Blazers have 8 rookies and sophomores. So they have an experienced starting group, but they have a lot of people. And I think it's so important that first road trip, or the first big road trip at Boston, at Toronto, at Brooklyn, at Milwaukee, that the Blazers, if they can win 2 of those 4 and get Thomas Robinson, Jarrell Wright, and Robin Lopez, those 3 of the new guys, if they can get them playing good basketball in that first month of November, I think that is so important. And that road trip's going to be important, because if the Blazers can get off on the right foot with those 8 rookies and sophomores early, and I think Thomas Robinson to get his confidence up, Robin Lopez to get the defense going, and Jarrell Wright to show that he can come in and be a 3 that can spread the court, because I think CJ now will be a backup 2. I don't think he'll be playing very much if you got Earl Watson as the defensive guy coming in at the point guard position.
And Mo Williams can be.
And Mo Williams is a guy that'll play 25 minutes at least at the backup point guard spot. I think, you know, it's going to be established early that those guys, you know, and I don't think CJ will get many minutes at the backup point guard early in the season, because it's going to be so important for the Blazers to get off with this team confidence-wise. Then they'll start thinking of the playoffs that early in the program.
So some people have like said, well, okay, well, Damian Lillard's numbers, his minutes, will all go down this year, but it won't necessarily mean that he's not playing as well. This is a better roster for Damian Lillard not to have to lead the league in minutes. He's excited about the addition of
It's a better roster for him. If he gets less minutes, he'll play more defense, and the Blazers will get more scoring off that bench. Now, that's the reason I mentioned Thomas Robinson and Robin Lopez. Mo Williams is not going to come in and change the Blazers the way they look defensively. He's just, that's not him. But he'll give you 14 points, and he'll give you scoring like probably Wesley Matthews' defense will be picked up because of Robin Lopez, because of Thomas Robinson. So it could be a better defensive team. You know they're going to be better offensively. If those two guys can help the Blazers defensively, I think this team really will get off on the right foot with that schedule they have for October and November. I think there's a chance the Blazers can really be in that top 6 that early in the season, if those guys come through defensively.
Were you as surprised as many were when the Mo Williams announcement came out? Because we know that Neil Olshey handles things quietly, and normally something gets out. But all that we had heard, and we know people in Memphis, they were saying, okay, Mo Williams will fit in good. Everybody thought he was going to Memphis. All of a sudden, it comes out. I think they thought that, too. Yep. And he had several teams after him, and all of a sudden, it comes out, Portland gets Mo Williams. And I was shocked.
Yeah, I had chills. Because I really did not like. We just had Chris on about the naming of the arena. You know, I'll be shocked tomorrow because I have no idea what it is. You know, and I had no idea about Mo Williams coming. You know, it just opened up new avenues that the Blazers needed so badly. Here's a guy that's established that he can score off the bench 14 a game without taking bad shots. He can open up the 3-point alleys, and so can Jarrell Wright.
This team can all shoot threes.
Yes, and that just adds to what this team can do. So you've got to be excited about what they did over the summer to help this ball club out. And I think you know, it'll all come to fruition if this early month of November, if Coach Stotts can start off quickly.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Bob Robinson, if you've ever read any sports in Oregon, you've read Bob Robinson's pieces, longtime sports writer, and was there for some big moments in sports and has a new book out. We're going to talk to him about it next. He will join us on set when Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power, continues.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's summer clearance time at Standard TV and Appliance.
Save up to 60% on closeouts, overstocks, floor models, and special purchases at Standard, including refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, ranges, wall ovens, and cooktops, top brand dishwashers, Beautyrest and memory foam mattresses, HD TVs, and home theater. Plus, save up to 50% on display and discontinued pro-style appliances.
Only while they last, Standard TV and Appliance.
You got two options. Leave here in cuffs or in a coffin.
Easy, partner. We've got way more than two options at Tonkin.com. We have 17 new car brands. Any color or style, new or used, you could possibly want. How about you ladies join me for a sarsaparilla?
Now any night can be pizza night for just $5 with Papa Murphy's Faves Pizzas. Large, freshly made family favorites that are ready to go when you are. To create, take, and bake in your oven. Choose one of three simple combinations with handmade dough and freshly grated mozzarella. Only Papa Murphy's could create a pizza this good for just $5. Get a large Faves Pizza every day, just $5. Papa Murphy's, love at 425 degrees.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we're putting an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch-Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Join us Tuesday here on The Fan. We'll have all the details on the Blazers' big announcement concerning the Rose Garden and the Rose Quarter campus. Plus, we'll have your play of the day. Make sure to be here Wednesday at 3.
All right, switching up gears a little bit here, although still staying Blazer-related, certainly, with some of the big events that have happened in the history of Oregon sports. Bob Robinson joins us on set. Robbie, it's good to see you, and I can't wait to dive into this book, because I know that you were at many of the major sporting events and for the many of the seasons, some of the great memorable seasons that happened in the history of Oregon sports. So, first of all, how did the book come about? Is this kind of something to cap your career?
Yeah, kind of in a way. I love playing golf, and after I retired, I had a couple back surgeries, and playing golf is difficult for me now. And so anyway, that kind of led me. I had some more time, so I, for whatever reason, from my very beginning in my newspaper career, I kept clippings of things that I thought I might want to refer to later, do something with. And so I had a lot of file of notes and a lot of things that I never wrote in the paper, just stories. And so I went to work on a book, and I got it, and I get talking to the people of the History Press, and they liked what I was doing, but they decided they wanted to do a book just on golf to start with. And so, okay, so I went ahead and did that, and I ended up having about 10 chapters left over on the Trailblazers and Oregon State basketball. So I said, well, I got to go ahead and do something else. So that's how the second book came about, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out, because I tried to hit a lot of bases, and I would, like you say, I was fortunate enough to be with the Blazers when they won the title.
You were the beat writer.
Yeah, and I was a beat writer for Oregon State when Ralph had his greatest team, the 80-81 team, which to this day I feel was capable of winning the national championship. Didn't happen. And I was there in 67 when the Giant Killers beat Southern California. And I was at the Olympic trials in 76 when Mack Wilkins was getting ready to go for his gold medal. So I just feel like I was very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time in some cases.
Covering all the different sports then, it had to be a different experience than the beat writers are experiencing now with social media and all that. Was it a better time back then to cover sports, to cover Ralph Miller and the Blazers?
Maybe the personal relationships maybe were a little different.
When I covered the Blazers, they were flying commercial.
Yeah.
And I made arrangements with the Ron Culp, helped me make the arrangements, and they would just get my tickets at all the hotels and plane tickets and everything. All I had to do was show up at the airport like the players, you know. And that was really great. And, of course, sure, I didn't have to worry about transportation because I could ride the bus and so forth. If they left after a game before I was through, I could, you know, cab or whatever, somebody, one of the other riders, to give me a ride. And I think my association with the players was maybe not better than you guys because you travel with them, but I got them. I don't know how many times I loaned guys money for breakfast. They'd get to the airport until they got their per diem. They didn't have a cent in their pocket. Sidney Wicks was the worst. Lloyd Neal. You think any of them ever paid me back?
No.
And anyway, I had a lot of fun, and I think that maybe I had a little easier time than some of the writers do now who don't get to go in the charter, and right, they've got to have their own transportation and stuff like that. But and the games are so much different. Like comparing the Trailblazer team that I covered, the one the championship, to the team now, there's no three-point shot. And it's just a whole different deal. You didn't have the two guys standing in the corner and the big guy in the middle and the pick-and-roll guys one or side of the key, and that's about what the offenses are. Well, they had all the motion going, backdoor plays and things like that. And
Coach Ramsey, if he just had to run pick-and-roll like they do now, he'd go crazy.
I think he would, yeah. And with Ralph Miller's team, I happened to, the other night, the Pac-12 Networks had a half-hour segment on that 80-81 team highlight, just a highlight deal. I've forgotten how great they were on fast breaks. It was just an amazing thing to watch.
Well, there's no shot clock, and they would hold the ball.
Oh, yeah.
They'd run the 1-4 offense, and they would run it over and over and over, and they hold the ball for 3 minutes, and finally somebody get a lay-in. And that team, I know Steve Johnson, what did he shoot, 70%, 71%?
Over 70%.
For the season, yeah, which was an NCAA record for a long time. But, you know, and Ralph would rarely substitute because he didn't have to, but that was an interesting time and some great teams, as you say, that was cut short in the first round of the NCAA tournament, actually second round.
Just a couple statistics, which you guys talk about these kind of statistics all the time, but that team played 28 games, and 24 of those games they shot 50% or better from the field. And they had 69.2% of their field goals they had assists on. No, those, you think about those. Yeah. One game, Far West Classic, they beat Rhode Island 103-55, I think the score was. They had 39 field goals and 36 assists. And that's, you know, that's really amazing. It shows
sure is.
What a selfless team it really was. Yeah.
The amazing thing is you mentioned 28 games. They were 26-0, lost their last two.
Yeah.
Lost at Arizona State at home and then lost to Kansas State. The
Arizona State game didn't surprise me. They'd clinched.
That was a great Arizona State team.
Oh, yeah.
Byron Scott, Alton Lister, Kurt Nymphius.
And Sam Williams.
Sam Williams, yeah. Right. I was just trying.
They had all kinds of NBA guys, and it was they clinched. They played Arizona previously, and that clinched the title because Arizona State couldn't catch them then. And it was Parents' Weekend, and they were having, as Ralph said, just a bunch of hoopla, the way he put it. They had Steve Johnson's baby boy was 1 year old, I think, at that time, and Barry Bloom got little young Johnson in his arm, held his hand up with one finger in there and was going around the court, and the fans are going crazy. I looked across the way, and the Arizona State players were standing there like,
yeah,
we'll show you guys. And so So that didn't surprise me a lot, that game, and I didn't think, you know, it was decisive enough. I think it was 18-2 right at the start. They just blitzed them, you know. And I didn't think that would be a problem going into the playoffs, but they, for whatever reason, and Ralph could not solve this team was kind of snake bit, because the year before they'd played Lamar in the first their first game and got upset. And they were nervous about that.
Right.
But then they got playing Kansas State, and they're ahead by 7 at the half. And they build their lead up. It was 39-28 with about 7.5 minutes to go. And I told Ralph this afterwards at the time. I think he made a bad mistake. Johnson had 4 fouls, so he obviously didn't want him to foul out. So he decides to go into a ball control deal, delay game. And they were good at it. But the only problem was they got fouled 3 times, and they missed the first one of 1-on-1s on all 3 of them. And that allowed, you know what happened. They Kansas State tied him and then went into their own ball control deal. And Rolando Blackman, who could get his shot on
sure.
just about anybody, Mark Radford was all over him. I mean, really, I saw Radford recently. We were talking about it, and he says, I probably fouled him at least twice, and they didn't call it. And he goes in and makes the jump shot that eliminates him 50-48. It's the only time Kansas State led in the whole game.
Some of the other, we talk about the Blazer Championship and those Oregon State teams. Some of the other stuff, though, that you address in the book, you remember Matt, you said Mac Wilkins, and you talk about some of the sports that maybe people who aren't native to the area don't remember as much. You hit on a lot of that stuff too. Some of the smaller stories, and I know your time around Portland State football, and there's some interesting memories from those sports as well.
I went to high school with Mouse. He was 2 years ahead of me in school. But I had one of 2 backyard hoops in this little town we grew up in, Independence. And I also had a father who was the high school principal, so I could get the keys to the gym on the weekend. So I became a really good friend of the seniors when I was a sophomore. They were over, and we'd go up and play all day long on the weekend. My father would go up and lock us in and come back and get us whatever time we said, And it was exciting times. I scored my first high school touchdown on a pass from Mouse Davis.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was. I was a sophomore, and I couldn't block and I couldn't tackle, but I could catch the ball. That's one thing I could do. So I was an end. We didn't call them wideouts. We had a right end and a left end.
In those days.
But in this book, I mentioned in there, I think that Mouse's run and shoot started to have its birth way back in high school. Because anyway, they had a Dayton 31-0, and they send a bunch of us sophomores and stuff into the game, and it's hardly played at all, and we're all uptight and everything. They leave Mouse in at quarterback just to keep things halfway organized and stuff. Well, we get in there, and the first thing he does is call timeout. And I thought, well, what's this all about? And he called me, and he grabbed me and took me behind the huddle, and he says, now look, I'm going to get you a touchdown. He says, they just sent a new halfback, and we call them halfbacks, and maybe cornerbacks now. There's a new halfback in on your side of the field. He says, we're going to run the fake pitch out play, but instead of doing what you usually do, split out about 3 or 4 yards, count 1,001, 1,002, and run right at that back and cut to the sideline. Okay. And he says, don't you dare drop the ball. So I did what he said and stuff. I make my cut. The guy doesn't go with me. I go out, and I'm wide open. I turn around. Here comes the ball, and I'm thinking, oh, God. Well, I managed to catch it. And I swear, he was more excited than I was. He's become a great friend over the years.
Were you at the game when Neil Lomax's Vikings team broke 100?
I was not at that game, but that's the most incredible football game
he's
ever played in the state of Oregon. Lomax passed for 7 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Holy moly.
Now, how do you get the ball that many times?
I still remember watching the NFL Today the next morning with Brent Musburger, the old CBS show, and they put a final on the screen and showed highlights of that Portland State game from the night before. And back then, nobody in the East was watching Portland State, but they showed Neil Lomax at that point in that game where they broke 100 in that game at then Civic Stadium.
Yeah, it was. That was the time I was covering the Blazers, and I really didn't get to as many of his games as I would like to then. Of course, that was the game. It was 105-0 was the final, Delaware State. And everybody but the water boy got to play. And they still. But that first quarter, I talked to Mouse about that a couple times, and it just, Neil would pass for a touchdown the first play. And they'd kick off, the other team fumble, or I have a pass intercepted, one play. And actually, there was a little over a minute left in the first quarter. He had 6 TD passes at that point. Mouse said they had all kinds of subs in on defense, but they still got the ball back. And he says, I went to Neil, and I says, what do you think? And Neil says, let's go for it. And he went in the first play, touchdown.
Lastly, Robbie, before we let you go, and you have the Ducks on the cover of the book, Oregon Sports Stories, have you you been surprised at the success of not only the Ducks but the Beavs and what the programs have been able to do in recent years compared to maybe where they were in the 70s?
I covered some Oregon State teams that won very few games.
Yeah. Right.
The year that...
I was at a lot of them. The Oregon State ones, anyway.
The year where I had the basketball team went 26-2, I covered their football team with Joe Avezzano went 0-11. And I thought if they could have gone all the way, I might be the first sports writer in history that covered a winless football team
and a lossless
basketball team. Oh, excuse me.
Were you surprised at the success of both programs now?
I have to say I was a little surprised. But I'm really excited about it. What is, you know, and you talked about this DirecTV thing, which is I had DirecTV, which I quit and went to Comcast simply because I wanted to see the Blazer games, you know. And at that time, that's what, 3 years ago or whatever, they were telling me, within the next month, we'll have it. Within the next month, we'll have it. The season was only about a month away, and I said, that's it. I told my wife, I said, we can leave this thing up on the roof, but I said, we're getting the Comcast.
I guess the Pac-12 is going through the same thing.
Yeah, and the way I understand it is the Pac-12 is offering them a good deal. It's not like they're trying to hold them up. I don't know whether it's an Eastern bias or what it is, but they figure there's not enough interest out here. Well, they're wrong.
When is your book signing, quickly, before we go to break?
Oh, it's Thursday, September 5th, 7 p.m. at the Powell's at Cedar Crossing. And
Powell's at Cedar Crossing.
Okay. It's in the shopping mall.
Right.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And the book is in the process. I talked to a person at Powell's today because I wanted to find out if anybody was asking. And they said, we've got them in the warehouse, but they aren't in the store yet, but they can order them online, anybody that wants to. It's an easy way to do it.
Well, if you're an Oregon sports fan and have any kind of history in the state, you want to pick it up, Oregon Sports Stories by Bob Robinson. Also, I have the other book, Golf in Oregon, which I wanted waiting to dive into as well. So, Robbie, thanks for stopping by. It's always good to see you, and we appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, and I agree with you very much. Mo Williams is a great addition. I think that really makes it exciting.
Yes.
I was fairly happy with the way it was, and with that, it was just like the capper.
Right.
This guy can play. I watched last year Utah. He just killed us a couple
of times. Yes, he did.
Yeah, we're excited as well. Well, Bob Robinson, our guest, will take a break here on Trailblazers Courtside. Still to come, Brian Grant to talk about his Shake It Till You Make It coming up on September 7th. He'll be in studio as well.
Where's the closest place to get my oil changed?
Broadway Toyota.
And tire rotation?
Okay, Broadway Toyota has an oil change and tire rotation for just $49.95.
Can I go today?
Yes, Broadway Toyota has same-day appointments available.
And how about a good cup of coffee while I wait?
Yes, at the Only Way Cafe.
Is there any other place like this?
No, Dave, Broadway is the only way.
How did you know my name?
I know everything, Dave.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab. Doing the right thing since 1952.
We're a small company. We need to save.
We order 15 different kinds of pens. I say we decide on one.
Too controversial.
What if we just get our phone and internet from one provider?
Actually, Comcast Business is a great value. We can get more for less.
You're the office manager. How much less do we have?
Oh, we are rolling in less, sir.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
This is Chris Haynes, and you need to go to csnnw.com for all the latest editions of Haynes and James.
A new ABC Family original series.
Who is this?
We really don't have the room. I'll make room.
It's not about where you come from.
I've been talking to Anna.
Our birth mom?
She left us.
It's about where you belong.
Where are you going?
Mind your own business.
Callie, we're on your side.
From executive producer Jennifer Lopez.
You didn't have to come.
Yes, I did.
And all new The Fosters. Every Monday at 9, 8 central. Only on ABC Family.
Our biggest client will be here in 15 minutes, and this presentation is taking forever to download.
Well, we have DSL. It takes time.
I know. Comcast is fast. Great price. Please, you're the office manager. Help.
Big file?
Yeah.
You take out the video.
I can't do that.
Move the meeting?
Can't do that either.
Maybe you had some bad shellfish for lunch, and you have to go home.
That's not bad.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
Got the kids in the fountain. Don't look in those. Got hit right in the face with water. It's a nice evening outside in Portland. Welcome back. Trailblazers courtside. Mike Barrett, Mike Rice, and former Trailblazer Bryant Grant, who now is part of the Blazer alumni crew, and so happy that he is, joins us on set. B, how you doing?
Doing good, Mike. And yourself?
Good. We're doing great, and we're getting excited for Shake It Till We Make It again. It's the fourth annual already. It seems like you just started this thing.
I tell you, 4 years under our belt, and we're lucky, you know, we're lucky to have survived 4 years and to be in the position that we're in, but that's total thanks to this community for stepping out and really supporting us over the 4 years.
And you've got, you know, again, when you go to it, you see so many people from around the country, big names who flock to this thing to support it, so that's got to be kind of humbling, too.
Yeah, we've had some big names over the past 4 years, and we hope to have some big names this year as well. But as a foundation and an organization, we are very happy to be rolling out our program.
And we should get right off at the top so we don't forget. It's not quite sold out for individual seats, right?
Yes, individual. We still have individual seating available, but our sponsorship tables are also
sold out. Okay.
I was. Thanks for correcting me.
Now, your entertainment a couple years ago was Sinbad. Was that 2 years ago?
2 years, yeah.
Phenomenal.
Two, yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. And then I liked the comedian last year. This year we really stepped it up as far as our musician. We have Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate to see Brian when I was in New York a couple months ago. And he basically was just playing the piano and performing. And let me tell you, he can really sing.
Yeah.
He can really sing.
What's it like in your daily battle with Parkinson's that you give so much energy to you know, education and awareness of Parkinson's through an event like this? It's got to be terrific for you to have that kind of an impact for others who are battling the same battle you are.
Yeah, I'm really happy that I was given the platform to be able to do what I'm able to do with the fight against Parkinson's. And over the past 4 years since I was diagnosed, I've ran into so many people that have benefited or that are benefiting from our exercise program that we rolled out. And it's just really a good feeling to be able to give something back.
You know, it's you mentioned exercise and nutrition. That's where you differ a little bit from Ali and Michael Fox. You're going towards the nutrition and exercise. That's something totally new in this field, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's not new. I mean, it's being spoken about throughout the Parkinson's community, but nobody's really highlighting it and showing the way the workouts should be done. And we've really taken hold of that. And we do it here locally in three different locations, YMCA locations. One's in Beaverton, one's in Sherwood, and another in Tualatin. And by the first of the year, we hope to be in Tacoma in Seattle. And if that works, we're going to sit down with the YMCA and come up with a national program.
To have people who are, as I mentioned, who are battling Parkinson's benefit so much from this stuff, how many people do you hear from on a daily basis who have benefited from it, and how does that make you feel?
You know, just being out in the streets or going to school or doing kid events, I'm always having somebody run up and say, you know, my uncle's doing the exercise program. It's really helped him out so much. We receive letters at the foundation as well as phone calls. But, you know, we don't want to stop there. I mean, exercise and nutrition is the beginning of what we're trying to tackle. Our next phase will be relationship building between patient, caregiver, children, family, and friends. And then the last phase that we want to touch upon is building our healthcare team, meaning family practitioner, neurologist, et cetera, et cetera. The things that you're going to need to get through this fight with Parkinson's.
The exercise and nutrition. How much of it do you, during the daily, how much exercise do you get into? I know when you played, I mean, you were ready. You were always ready to bag somebody. And so what kind of shape are you in now?
Well, let's just say you had to ask me that, didn't you? He's looking over. No, you know, I go through my phases. The problem that I have being a retired professional athlete is I don't know how to do anything easy. Half speed. Everything's full go. I'll do things for like 2 months. My knee'll swell up, and then I'm out for another 2 months. And I'm kind of going through that out phase. So I'm a little heavy right now. But you know, when I am doing the exercise program, my symptoms aren't as pronounced as they would be if I wasn't doing them.
So quickly tell fans how they can get involved, how they can get tickets once again to this year's Shake It Till We Make It.
You can go to briangrant.org, and we have tickets available there on briangrant.org, and you can also call the foundation.
Love the fact that you're still such a great part of the Blazer family, and I know the family always reaches back to you at times like this. So we appreciate your time as always, and we'll see you at the event and see you throughout the season as you're always around with the Blazer alumni.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
All right. One of the most beloved Blazers of all time, Brian Grant. The Shake It Till We Make It coming up September 7th, briangrant.org. For more information, Blazer fans, step up and help it out. We'll come back and wrap things up right after this.
You get a lot from hard work, like best-in-class 25 mpg, best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, and best-in-class 30,000 pounds towing. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Now, trade in your vehicle and get $8,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
It's summer clearance time at Standard TV and Appliance.
Save up to 60% on closeouts, overstocks, floor models, and special purchases at Standard, including refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, ranges, wall ovens, and cooktops, top brand dishwashers, Beautyrest and memory foam mattresses, HDTVs, and home theater. Plus, save up to 50% on display and discontinued pro-style appliances.
Only while they last, Standard TV and Appliance.
Some people expect more from insurance. They want a company that's available on their schedule, 24 hours a day. A company that keeps working until the coverage is just right. They want a company that's built a reputation on exceptional service and never stops proving its worth. We're not sure what the rest of the world calls people like this, but at Amica, we call them customers. Every question, every concern, every setback, every call for help, every day, every hour, every minute, every quote, every claim. When you choose Amica for auto, home, or life insurance, we never stop proving our worth.
Tune into Outdoor GPS, the only live interactive show of its kind. And it's here to bring you what you need for that next big adventure. Outdoor GPS, Thursday and Friday nights at 6 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 8 on Comcast SportsNet.
Hashtag Beavers Football is an all-interactive pep rally show just for you, the fans. Send us your questions on Facebook or by text or email, or go ahead and hit us up on Twitter and we'll address them on the air. So get fired up for the big game with Hashtag Beavers Football.
This is Chris Haynes, and you need to go to CSNNW.com for all the latest editions of Haynes and James.
You're watching Comcast SportsNet, home for Northwest sports.
The director of this fine program is Phil Beard, Nick Elliott, our producer, George Gost back there in audio and video tonight, and graphics of John McConnell and Malone in audio, Buck and Curry in here running the cameras, Bruce Williams, our engineer, Justin Volter, our online coordinator, and El Capitan, Rich Patterson, back in Studio C. Is he still back? Oh, he is. Look at his shirt.
Oh, the best-selling T-shirt in the history of the Blazers.
And then they stopped it.
Yeah.
Well, how did that make any sense?
I'm not commenting on that.
Well, you should. So maybe we'll have to get another version for the upcoming season.
Right.
1 minute.
We want to thank Team President Chris McGowan for coming in. Bob Robinson as well. Oregon Sports Stories, History, Highlights, and Reflections on sale now at bookstores and And he talked about his book signing as well. It should be hopefully a fun event. And support him like you support Brian Grant. The Shake It Till We Make It coming up September 7th. You can log on briangrant.org and get yourself into that fine event. And it's Mike Rice's birthday today, so we know you're heading out to tear up the town.
And has a birthday. I'm going to give the name of the arena is?
No, you're not. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, press conference at the Rose Garden.
I don't
Major
know.
Press
I really don't
for
know.
The Trailblazers tomorrow morning at 10, so stay tuned. And you will learn a lot more, but we want to thank Chris for just giving us a little teaser here and there tonight on the program. Next Trailblazers Courtside Show, September 9th. This is our annual break, so we'll see you, as Rich says, in September. For Mike Rice, I'm Mike Barrett. Good night, everybody.
Full flavor you can feel good about. Papa Murphy's Delight Pizza. A crispy, thin crust pizza